Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank the Lord that you're able to join me today. I love to be able to share the Word of God with you, and even though I know I don't hear from many of you, I know you listen faithfully, and I thank the Lord for that. Praise God. Well, I've been sharing this week a message entitled Walking in Truth. How important that is for us to stay in that straight and narrow path, to enter in under the straight gate. Jesus said, few there be that find it, but many walk the wide way of destruction. Amen. And so I've been sharing about avoiding self-deception, which is, it sounds like everything else is, all these negative scriptures. Well, they're negative because that they address the soul nature of man. The Word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, dividing even to the sundering and cutting apart or separating the soul and the spirit. Now, when you've accepted Jesus, your spirit is absolutely righteous. You cannot get more righteous. If you've accepted Jesus and you have claimed Him as Lord of your life, your spirit was born again and it was made the righteousness of Christ in Christ Jesus. But it's the area of our soul that we need to contend with. The Lord restores our soul. There are so many of you listening today. You need healing in your soul. You need to allow God to work in your soul nature so that you can be healed, that you can be delivered from negative thoughts and actions and behavior and habits, so that you can truly walk in the Spirit. Beloved, God has an overall plan for us. It's described in Ephesians. When the Word of God talks about fivefold ministry, why it's been given for the perfecting of the saints until we all come in the unity of the faith, unto a measure of the stature of a perfect man, unto the measure of Christ Jesus. So this is the Holy Spirit's express purpose in this hour, to bring everyone into maturity, into perfection. Now, we'll never be sinlessly perfect, but God, until Jesus comes, but we are striving toward that. We do not practice sin. We don't make a lifestyle of it. We try with all that we're in, with is within us, to follow that first commandment, to love the Lord our God with all of our heart, mind, soul, spirit, all that we are, all of our strength. And if we will do that, Jesus said all the law and the prophets were contained in that. Think about that. The gospel is easy to understand. I know there are some that try to make it really difficult, but my approach is keep it easy, keep it simple. That's what Jesus did. Amen. And so we're talking about an important area, and that is walking in truth. Amen. And avoiding self-deception. As I say, I've shared a lot of scriptures, many of them out of the Word of God, refer to God's people, both under the old as well as the new covenant, who will allow self-deception to fall, to cause them to fall into ungodly and wicked and perverse ways of acting, thinking, behaving. Now, the three areas that I found in the Word of God that I was sharing with you were attitudes towards self that involves our ego. The first area was self-esteem. That's a confidence or satisfaction in oneself. And surely, yes, there's no debate. We must have a proper, healthy, good self-esteem about ourselves. But we have to be very careful when we come as to who the people are, who we are as a person. But when it comes to our spiritual walk, our spiritual place, we are not valid judges of where we're at. It's the Word which judges us. And so he that flattereth himself in his own eyes, well, his iniquity will be found to be hateful, Psalm 36:2 says. So We must not think too highly of ourselves. Also, conceit, that's an excessive appreciation of one's own worth or virtue. And we can't think that the blessings of God or our spiritual gifts operating in our lives are going to qualify us for heaven. Because to me, one of the most fearful scriptures in the Word are found in Matthew, the 7th chapter, where Jesus says, "Not everybody that says, 'Lord, Lord,' shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven." Many will say to me in that day, "Lord, we've prophesied in thy name, we've cast out devils, we've done many wonderful works." And Jesus will say to them, "Depart from me, ye that work iniquity, I never knew you." So, beloved, yes, I mean, if these scriptures ought to put the fear of God in our hearts. Another area is sanctimony, which is hypocrisy, affecting piety, or hypocritically devout. And, you know, a wicked person feels he's above adversity. In Jeremiah, the 2nd chapter, verse 35, the people of God were saying, "Because I am innocent, surely his anger shall turn from me. And behold, I will plead with thee," the Lord saying, "because thou sayest, I have not sinned." A little bit later, a few chapters later, he said, "The house of Israel and Judah have dealt very treacherously against me." Another area, that second area that we can be deceived, is the blessings of material possession. Sometimes we think because we're blessed materially that or we're prospering in the realm of the natural, that will lead to self-deception. Psalm 36 says, "And in my prosperity, I said, I shall never be moved." Hosea 12:8, Ephraim said, yet I'm become rich. I have found me out substance. In all my labors, they shall find none iniquity in me that were sin. Well, you see, God looks at things differently. If we have, we can't trust in our wealth. Amen. We have to trust in the Word of God. Today, I'd like to begin looking at the third and final area that I'm going to share with you, and that is deceptions of the heart, which are a result of ignorance or perhaps a misunderstanding of God's Word. Now, again, I'm just going to share scriptures with you, not give you my opinions, because my opinions don't matter. But what Jesus says does, and what the Word says does. The first is careless hearing of the Word. Have you ever heard people, or have you ever yourself said, you go to church, you hear a sermon, well, yeah, I know that, I've heard that before. And, you know, that's not new. Give me something new. Give me some new revelation. That is, you know, we're so blessed in this country. And there's a danger to think, oh, well, I know that. And so I'd rather, we think our spiritual walk is just a matter of acquiring knowledge. It's not. James 1:22 is very clear. "Be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves." So if we run from seminar to seminar, if we listen to broadcast after broadcast, if we go to preacher after preacher and we do not do what they're saying, if we don't follow what the word that is coming to us, well, we are in deception. We deceive our own selves. That's about as clear as I know how to make it. Found in James, a lack of a submitted life. Jesus is not Lord. Just that simple. We're not willing to do what he said. "If you love me, keep my commandments." Another area, aside from careless hearing, is an unbridled tongue. James 1:26 says, "If any man among you seem to be religious and bridleth not his own tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man religion is in vain." You want me to read that again? Yeah, that's pretty straight, huh? James 1:26, if we don't bridle our tongue, we deceive our own heart and our religion is in vain. And then another area is spiritual bondage, and that's related to idols of our heart. Now, of course, you know, we're not bowing down to statues today. Most people generally aren't. However, we can have idols of people, of things, of hobbies. There can, anything that usurps our relationship with the Lord can become an idol. In Isaiah, the 44th chapter, God is speaking to Jacob and to Israel, his chosen people. They turned aside to idols. For them, it was the worship of foreign gods. Today, we're more sophisticated. But listen to what verse 18 and 20 says. "They have not known nor understood, for he hath shut their eyes that they cannot see, and their hearts that they cannot understand." Verse 20, "He feedeth on ashes. and a deceived heart hath turned him aside, that he cannot say, is there not a lie in my right hand? So Israel's error was that they were not able to admit they were wrong. That's just so characteristic of human nature. The most important event in your life, beloved, was when you were able to admit that you were wrong, that you were deceived, and you threw yourself on the mercy of Jesus and asked him to give you a new life. Somehow, after the new birth, we seem incapable of admitting error, especially the longer we walk with the Lord. We think we've got it down pretty well. You know, we have, oh, well, God's a God of love. We're in a dispensation of grace. Well, that's our conception, you know, of the God of love. He's a just God, and unrighteousness shall not inherit the kingdom of heaven. It's just that simple. So we need to be very, very concerned that our actions, our thoughts, our words line up with the Word of God. Well, I'm going to bring this. Well, let me just share one more scripture, then I'll bring it to a close, and we'll conclude on tomorrow's broadcast. We're also to be aware that there's great spiritual warfare in the end times we're living in. We're at the last of the last days. Matthew 24 and 24 talks of false Christs, false prophets, signs and wonders. That is, if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. And remember the parable of the wise and foolish virgins. Jesus said to the foolish ones, verily I say unto you, I know you not. So, beloved, we don't want self-deception to gain hold in our lives. Amen. Well, let me close this broadcast by sharing a letter from a partner writing from Oakland recently. She says, dear Pastor Judah, thank you for your recent letter and for all your letters. They're so inspiring, and I read them over again and again. I enjoyed the pictures of you and your cat. Thank you. I sometimes share my cat pictures and dog pictures. And people send me their pictures, too, of their animals. Pastor Judith, I hope you will faithfully take your days off. I've been concerned. There's only one of you, and we need you. I'm praying for you daily. In December, I wrote and asked for your prayers for a hurtful trial. She goes on to elaborate. And then she said, the Lord is answering to lift some heavy burdens, and shares some specifics, some answers to prayer. God bless you in your work for him. And she signs her name, Sister Writing in Love from Oakland, California. Praise God. Longtime prayer partner. Precious, I have the best partners in the world. They're wonderful. Amen. They're so sweet and precious. And this ministry is small enough, I know them by name. I know them by address. Praise God. If you'd like to be part of my spiritual family, hey, all you have to do is note down that contact information, which the announcer will give. Email me through the website, or you can send a snail mail letter, and I'll answer by snail mail. You'll be blessed. God bless you. I love you. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be.
You have been listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at either P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop her an email. Again, our address is P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, and that web address is unveiledchrist.org. And as you write, remember your prayers and tax-deductible offerings of support enable us to keep this broadcast ministry on the air. Thank you for joining us. God bless.